Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna be real. You wanna be empty inside. You wanna be someone. Laying down your pride. You wanna be someone someday. Lay it all down before the king. Yeah, you wanna be whole. You wanna have purpose inside. You wanna have virtue and purify your mind. You wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the king. Oh yeah, this is my desire. This is my return. This is my desire to be used by you. You wanna be real. You wanna be empty. And I know my heart is to feel you near. And I know my life is to do your will. Is to do your will. This is my desire.
To the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan and co-host Chuck McDonald. How you doing, Chuck?
Man, doing great this morning, Reverend Stan. Glad to be here. I think it's going to be a good show.
It'll be a great show. This morning we're going to be talking about the Healing Light Conference that's coming to Hickory, North Carolina. It's going to be Saturday, July the 11th, starting at 5 p.m., and we're going to be talking about some of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about our ministries. We've got Heath Adams here. How are you doing, Heath?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. And we're going to be talking to him. He's going to be the guest of the conference, and he's going to be talking about his ministry and what's going on, you know, behind the scenes with him and some of the things to be expecting. And, you know, just talking about what the Lord's been putting on our hearts about this conference. And I was going to go ahead and start with Chuck and just let Chuck talk about some of the things he's been doing at his conference and different events he's been doing. Chuck, you've been doing some events here lately. What type of things have you been doing here lately?
Well, lately, I run with a few different things. Luckily, our ministry has gotten connected with two other organizations. One's Frontline Ministries, which is Tammy Sutherland you interviewed, and the other one is Impact International Apostolic Fellowship, which is Ryan LaStrange from God TV. So we get to go do some events with them. Mostly here lately I've been with Tammy Sutherland and what she does. That's Frontline Ministries. She has a real heart cry for the House of Prayer, kind of like what IHOP KC does, International House of Prayer, 24-hour nonstop worship and prayer, intercession type things. And I have been, over the past probably a year and a half, been going and just being one of the people who sing for her. But she's really fallen into this fivefold ministry type thing, and she likes for me to be the evangelist. So she has these outbreak sessions where somebody will teach on the prophetic, somebody will teach on evangelism, just these different. So I get to go, and I'm the dude who teaches on power evangelism. She just calls it evangelism, but me, I'm a power evangelism. Street ministry, street evangelism, whatever you want to call it. I tell everybody I just call it Christianity. So I get to go into these conferences. A lot of these people who show up just to maybe listen to some worship bands and kind of flow in that prophetic flow. You know, prophetic people, I have fun with prophetic people because they're freaky people, man. They can get on some crazy stuff, and it's fun, and I'm prophetic myself. I'm not, you know, doubting anybody. So I get to sit with all these guys and go, okay, are you people who like to prophesy? Why don't we take that out of the church, and let's go to Walmart. So, you know, and let's go prophesy to people on the street because, you know, that's what prophecy's for. So I get to sit down and I get to teach power evangelism. And what I've really started doing here lately is just give my testimony, because I was a guy who came out of the church and grew up very churchy, spent 20 years in ministry but missing people. And so I try to get the people to understand that it's great for us to gather together. It's great for us to get in here and tickle each other, and let's climb the walls and, you know, run the back of the pews and do all the stuff we charismatics really like to do, get emotional. But it's crazy. The last conference I was at, I told them, I said, it's going to be sad if we come together for 24 hours and all we do is tickle each other and nobody in the surrounding city, because we literally travel up and down the East Coast. We go into a city and nobody even knows Jesus when we leave. So that's kind of where I've been flowing right now, just, you know, teaching people, let's take this to the street, trying to help them understand more about, you know, healing on the streets and prophecy on the street, words of knowledge. The gifting is so those people can, you know, we can give them Jesus and they can experience Jesus. And so that's kind of along the lines right now I've been running with.
Amen. That's awesome. I mean, one thing – people don't really know a lot about Chuck McDonald. He's kind of quiet, but when you set him loose, you learn a lot. So it's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's crazy like that, man. But Chuck does a lot of stuff. If you meet this guy, you couldn't tell that he does. He just looks like a normal guy, just like me. Me and Chuck went up to Asheboro and. We went with this guy that has this, like, this little TV thing, and he looked at both of us and he said, y'all look just like normal guys. Nobody would ever think that y'all, you know, walk in the power of God or anything. You know, they wouldn't even recognize you. And I was thinking, you know, on the streets of Jerusalem and Israel, the prophets looked like everyday fishermen. They didn't know who they was. Even Jesus himself, they didn't recognize him to be, you know, the Messiah. You know, when it came time for the soldiers to look for them, for the Lord, they couldn't tell who was who because he looked like an everyday man. We're supposed to look like an everyday man, not walking around in big suits and all this. And that's fine, too, but I'm just saying when we represent the Lord, we're supposed to be walking our everyday selves and just representing. And that's one thing I've recognized about Chuck. You can't really tell it, but once you set him loose, you can tell Jesus is there. And that's one of the biggest things. And one thing I think is big about this conference is we're going to let Jesus represent himself through us as vehicles. And Jesus is going to show up, man. I'm telling you, you know, he's going to really touch a lot of people. And, you know, it's something new that we started. We're just starting to do events. And I really think the Lord is really pushing us towards events. We ain't going there to show off. We ain't going there to do nothing like it. We're just going there to let, you know, Jesus reflect himself through us and show y'all the way and show y'all the power of God and show y'all what he can do for you. Because a lot of times, you know, churches and a lot of, you know, Christian events, it don't really show a lot of Jesus. It shows a lot of preaching, but people don't really get changed when they leave the event. Now, when you get a Holy Spirit-filled event, when they leave, they're changed. There is something in them that's changed, and I'm going to guarantee you, every time I went to a Holy Spirit-filled event, I've always changed a little bit. I've always learned something different about myself than I did before I came in. And that's what we're expecting from this. When you come in here, if you've never been to a Holy Spirit-filled event, we're expecting you to go in there, have the Lord Jesus touch you, and when you leave, you're going to be changed in some sort of way. And I guarantee you, the next morning, you're going to wake up and say, man, I've learned something about myself. I never did. The Lord's touched me, and I'm going to have a better life from now. And that's one of the main things we're really looking for, is for the Lord to touch people. And another guy that's... has a lot of amazing things happening in his ministry is Heath Adams. Heath, tell a little bit about your ministry, man.
Man, we're an evangelistic ministry. The name of our ministry is IHT Ministry. And we're a healing ministry located in the foothills of Hickory, North Carolina. And we also have a healing rooms ministry on the square in downtown Hickory where we pray for the sick on Thursday evenings at 6:30. And we have just been seeing God just do the miraculous. So many people being healed by the love of the Lord, especially people with cancer. We've been seeing such a mighty just move of God, and he's just healing so many people with cancer in this time that we're living in. And, you know, cancer seems to be so, it's just so relevant right now. It's just prominent. It's just moving kind of strong in the earth. But, you know, when the enemy rises up, you know, God supersedes it. And so we're seeing him heal so many people. And we also, kind of like Chuck was talking about, we do a lot of equipping and empowering the body of Christ to not just sit and go to a church service, but to actually be the church. And we think that, by the prophetic, the healing, deliverance, just the fullness of God, and we're trying to teach the body of Christ to walk, you know, with the kingdom of God and be a demonstrator, you know, of the Lord and just to carry the love of the Father everywhere that they go. And we've been seeing such a great manifestation of the Lord's presence in these equipment classes and in these schools and training schools. And God's just really pulling the people out of I call it Egypt, and bringing them into the fullness of the Lord. And they're finding their true identity and who they are in him and who he is in them. And they're learning just completely how to move with the Lord and the manifested presence that come through their life. And we also do healing and revival services all over the East Coast. And we're actually going to be at the Gathering Church in Moravian Falls next Friday night with Pastor White. We've been seeing great moves of the Lord. We've just been seeing these services, just the fire of God is just sweeping into these services and just consuming people's lives and changing them. And it's just so precious to see what the Lord is doing in these services. And we also do international ministry, where we just got back to Honduras and we just saw the glory of God fall in that city like I have never saw it. Just, I've never saw that level of glory come from the Lord. And people were just healed, delivered, set free. So many people saved. And even after the service, we were having alcoholics and just different people coming off the streets, just running up, getting saved. And you know, I just believe we're living in those last days, and the Lord will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he's just using every available vessel that he wants to use. And that's why he's just putting this conference together, because he wants to unite for Christ and just bring a group of people together that can touch a city and a region and a nation. And we're just so excited about this conference and what God's going to do in this upcoming conference. And we're just so excited about what he's doing right now. And it's a very exciting time to be living in right this second. This is like the best of the best. And we get to, you know, we get to be in this end time revival, and we get to be used by the Lord. And it's such an honor.
Amen, amen. That's awesome. Amen. I know when I got to meet Heath Adams about a year or so ago, And I never knew there was many people around in Hickory, North Carolina that really walked in the power of God. You know, I've heard of there's a few here that here and there, like, you know, that walks in the power of God here, but I didn't really know about he. And anyway, I was introduced to him through Todd and his friends and stuff, and it kind of blew my mind. I was like, man, this dude's so knowledgeable about the Lord, and it just seems like when you meet he's so wise, and he has so much knowledge there that it seems like he's kind of holding back, that he just lets you know just a little bit that you can understand. And I'm going to tell you something. When you go to his events, it's really powerful. I mean, I've been to two or three of his events, and it's really, you know, really touched me and opened my eyes to a lot of things. I guarantee you, when you hear him preach, it's going to touch you, and it's going to move you and put you in a stronger and a closer connection with the Lord, because it has me. It has everybody I ever known that went to one of his events. I mean, I've saw a bunch of friends come from his events and say, hey, you know, I felt the presence of the Lord in that place last night, and, you know, it really touched me. So this here is a speaker I really prefer for y'all to come and listen to. I mean, if any of these guys is out there and you want to listen to just one, I'll say Heath, and I'll just say all of them, but Heath is a guest, and he's a guest for a reason. I'm telling you, the Lord's going to touch you, and the Holy Spirit's going to fill that place, and it's going to really, really, really rattle you. If you've never been to a place or an event that had the power of God at all, this and here will touch you. And when I first started working the power of God and stuff like that, it was more of a personal situation with me that the Lord came and touched me. I thought I was the only one in the area. You know, it was kind of unique. And sooner or later, I got introduced to a lot of people. And when I got to go to a full-field, Holy Spirit-filled church or event, it kind of blew my mind. I thought, man, I'm not all alone anymore. And it's kind of unique. When you go to these events, it touches you. It refills you. It quenches you. That quench that you're needing from the Lord is there. And it refills you and enriches you into a way that you ain't before. And I'm telling you, you know, it's something you need to experience. We've got a few other guests that ain't here today. Jacob Phillips is supposed to be here, and I think he lives in Louisiana, so his time zone is kind of messed up. He probably overslept or something because of the time zone, but he has a unique ministry too. Jacob Phillips, he has a ministry where he talks about, you know, his life. His testimony is one of the biggest things that he teaches about. When he was a child, he wasn't supposed to live. I mean, he's supposed to actually pass away before he was actually born, and the church prayed over his mom, and everything came together, and he's here today. But he's going to tell you more in detail on that during the service. And he has an amazing ministry. There's been a lot of healings in his ministry. Here lately, he's had a lot of people get healed just while he's preaching, and that's very amazing. It's something new to his ministry. It just started happening. He's been going across the Northwest. He's been preaching across the Northwest. Now he's been ordered to go towards the South, towards our way, and one of our events is like, I'll say one of the first ones that he's done. He's had one in Stanley County, but it wasn't really a strong event. I mean, he just said a few things, but this here is going to be one of the biggest, I think, in this area. So he's going to be preaching there, and you're going to hear about his testimony. His wife is going to start off with a little bit about him, and then he's going to get into the preaching, and it's going to be very exciting. When Curry Blake came to Stanley County, I got to hear a little bit of his testimony, and we got to interview him on the show, and it's been very amazing about, you know, about his life and what the Lord has done through his life. Just because the Lord saved his life don't mean it was any easier. I mean, he had surgeries and all type of things just because disability and stuff. But the Lord has really touched him and helped him all through his life. And it's going to really touch you to hear his testimony. And a lot of miracles come out of that. And we're going to have Robert Hager, which is another co-host on our show. The Lord has really touched him in his life. He had a touch of abuse back years ago in his life. I think it was alcoholism or something, and the Lord came and grabbed him and shook him and made him clean and rebuilt him into a new man as he is today. He really has a strong, strong heart for the Lord. I mean, his heart is so strong for the Lord. You can just feel the love of the Lord just pouring off of him. And he really knows about talking about the kingdom of God. He always talks, preaches about the kingdom of God, like, you know, like the Lord did. And he's very strong with that. And every time he really preaches, it really brings, shows you to walk in your sonship with God. He preaches about walking in sonship of God, and he really, really believes that the Christian church should be walking in their son and daughtership of God. And that's going to be a strong testimony and a strong, you know, message for everybody that listens to him. And he has a Bible study group at work, where we work, and he teaches like 20 people from work every morning, every day at lunch. He has his own little church at his house he started. I'm not sure of the church, the name of the church right now, but he will tell you more about that. But I've got to go to his church, and it was very awesome. I got to learn a lot. And he's just a great speaker. I'm telling you, he's going to touch you. When you listen to his testimony, you listen to him preach, it's going to really touch you. And it's going to be a very cool conference. It's going to really touch you and the power of God. And we are going to have healing lines. We are wanting things to happen while they're there. We're going to try to get people to give testimonies of what's going on with them. You know, first of all, I'm going to let people know, because there's going to be a few people there is never experienced the power of God. I'm going to try to identify with them and tell them what to expect, what if they feel heat or anything going on with them. The Lord is touching them, not to get scared, and just let them experience this. Let them experience this, because there's a lot of people out here who's never experienced this. They've been to churches that don't really teach about this, and I want them to experience the full experience of this. And I'm really expecting the Lord to touch each and every person. I'll say at the beginning of the conference, the Lord, I was really nervous about it. I was like, Lord, this is the first one I've ever had. You know, I was worried about people coming, this and that. And the Lord told me, he's like, this is already planned. I've already got this set. Don't worry. Don't worry, Stan. Everything's fine. Just don't worry. And the Lord really put on my heart that this is going to be a strong conference. So just come and let the Lord touch you. Chuck, we have another one coming in South Carolina, don't we, man?
Yeah, man. I worked with my spiritual father, who's a children's pastor at his church, and they're allowing us to use, well, he does his children's church in the fellowship hall. And so we're gonna actually be able to do more time, where we're going to be able to do Friday night and all day Saturday. And I know Reverend Stan, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Dave and Patty Loggie from Ohio is going to be there. I think you got Robert and Chris trying to come. We're not 100% sure on those. And I've talked with Robert and Erica Jordan about coming to lead worship. And as of right now, they're trying to make sure their band schedule is open so they can get the band down. But we'll have some good praise and worship where we can have a couple services. But during the day, we can do a lot of teaching and training and you know, healing rooms and prayer lines, and it's going to be right off I-95 in Florence, South Carolina. I-20 hooks right into Florence, one exit up, so it's pretty accessible. There's a lot of hotels. The reason I chose Florence is my hometown's real small, you know, like 6,500 people, so I really like Florence because it's got a huge mall. It's got tons of places to go eat, so if we get the opportunity to do outreach, I like to teach people, but I also like to activate them. Our last conference with Tammy Sutherland, there was actually some church leaders we went to dinner with afterward, and the waitress got healed. I had a word of knowledge about her back. We watched her cry. Where do y'all go to church? And the gospel was demonstrated. It's easy. We as preachers, we find it easy to talk about it, but a lot of times people learn more by watching it demonstrated. So if we can possibly do some outreaches and stuff like that, we can go to the mall, we can go, there's tons of places to get into and just mess Florence up. I love the idea of just tearing down what Satan's trying to do in Florence, just unleashing a bunch of new, fresh, right off the training line, teaching them how to heal, and they don't have no doctrine. They don't have anything that can talk them out of doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I really think the farce was going to be a whole lot of fun.
Amen, amen. Yeah, this conference in Hickory is going to be very amazing. But, you know, we're just trying to open the door for Healing Light conferences in Hickory, and we're planning to do some more in the future. We really want to take this thing all over the United States and probably overseas in the future. So we're just starting out trying to get our feet wet in this and trying to see, you know, how to go about it, what to do with it. And I really feel that, you know, if anybody, you know, you come to this conference, you feel touched by the Lord and you want us to come to your church, if you want us to come to your church and teach the Word of God, just, you know, we're just going to say, just let us know. We'll set something up, and we'll come there and preach and teach if you want us to. And it's just letting the community know what we have and what the Lord is doing through us, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, Heath knows a lot about this. You touch the community a lot with your ministry, don't you, Heath?
We do. We go into different communities, and what we do is we meet with the pastors' associations, and we come in and we ask them to partner with us to come in and with the intent to just equip the body of Christ and to serve the local body of Christ. And through that, they'll most of the time will open up facilities and different buildings and venues and churches for us to actually go in and do that in these areas. It's really an awesome move of God, and it brings unity to the body where pastors have not worked together before, and they're challenged to work together, and they break their walls down and they work together and unite, and it just brings so much unity to the community. Yes, sir.
Amen. That's awesome. I know it's very important for us to touch the community, and, you know, I heard not too long ago that they said that the tent anointing has came back, and you're seeing a lot of tent events happen now, you know, like more revivals and tents, and, you know, there for a while it slowed down. Everybody started, you know, having them in churches and stuff like that, and you start to see more tent events happening. And, you know, I really think that we need more revivals, you know, popping up all over the United States to really, you know, spread the presence of the Lord and it really touch these communities to kick out whatever the enemy is doing in these cities. And we saw on our own TV what the enemy is doing in the cities, causing riots and things like that. But I really believe if the church comes out and brings revivals and just, you know, do a backlash and just kick that out of our city and allow that and bring the unity of God in there and bring oneness and let people feel the love of God and love each other and instead of hating each other but loving each other, that we could change these events that the enemy is having against our cities and change it for the better and bring people closer. Like I say, whatever the enemy has to mean harm, God could bring to make good out of that bad situation, and that's what we're all looking forward to, is take all this bad stuff and make it good and watch the Lord change these people's hearts, people that's never been together before, to bring them together once again and bring unity and love to the communities, and that's what we're looking for. We just want to bring all nationalities, all you know, all different people together to love the Lord and really, really come together. And I think we need that more now than we ever have. And it's pretty awesome what the Lord is doing. And Tammy Sutherland, she just went to Charleston, didn't she, Chuck?
Yeah, the whole time you was talking, man, I was thinking about that. I actually watched a video on Facebook this morning of a news reporter during the arraignment hearing for the young guy who shot everybody. He was at the church. The reporter was across the street, and there was, like, just masses of people along the street in front of that church. And the reporter couldn't even do his report because he was crying so much, because during the arraignment they were across the street. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, whatever. There's all kind of nationalities in Charleston that were just singing and praising God. He just said it was a gospel song. He didn't know that it was a worship song. The guy, the reporter, he kept apologizing. He's like, sorry, guys, I just can't hold it. And he just cried because he saw you know, we saw the bad stuff in Baltimore and in the Midwest, all those riots that broke out because of disunity. Well, finally, in the South, in the city that started the Civil War, mind you, unity came about instead of racism. And Tammy is down there. I don't know how she got hold of the tent. I've seen some videos from it. She wanted me to go, but I was out of town and couldn't go. But she is down there on Meeting Street, and Meeting Street runs through downtown. I mean, that's the historic part of Charleston. And they've got a tent set up, man. They've been doing 24-hour worship and prayer. I've seen some videos of just people standing in a circle, one big circle, about 20 of them, whites and blacks and all kind of people, just praying, loving on Jesus and coming together in unity. And, man, unity is a big topic right now. And I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday who called me. He was on the unity thing. And but the Bible in Ephesians 4 talks about the unity of the faith, the unity of faith, and not unity in a belief system, but unity in the fact that we have so much faith in God that he shows up and meets his kids where they are. And, man, I'm so glad to see Charleston on the spotlight right now because, man, the body of Christ in Charleston, South Carolina local areas, I've seen people from North Carolina all over starting to come into Charleston and just be a part of the unity movement that happened there in a very unfortunate circumstance, a very bad, bad situation. But that's what the body of Christ is designed to do, is to bring Jesus in some of the most hellish situations ever. And so, you know, a lot of what we do, talking to people on the streets and stuff, that's what it is. I mean, those people, you guys know, the people we meet on the street, man, they're living in hell. The hell, fire, and brimstone message don't work anymore because they're living in hell. When we bring hope, when we bring life, when we bring prophetic words and gifts of the Spirit out, man, it just gives them hope.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. I mean, my aunt had Fox News on yesterday, and they was actually doing a news report down there in Charleston, and I could just feel the presence of God shooting through the TV while Fox News, they're going to be talking some negative stuff. They couldn't find nothing negative there. After all that craziness, they couldn't find no negative there. You could feel the presence of God shooting through the TV screen while you're saying, these people is coming together. Whites, blacks, it ain't no racist thing here. We would think it would be a racist fight, but it's no racist thing here. They're coming together and they're praying. I was like, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing here, because that could turn out to be pretty bad if the Lord didn't, you know, show up and do what he does. And the Lord has showed up, and he's changing that community and bringing everybody together. And, you know, the Lord is... He's at work there. You can't say anything else. I mean, he is there. He is changing that community, and he is bringing people together. Like I said, what the enemy meant for bad, that God is bringing for good. And you know, it's amazing. And I'd like to get Tammy on the show and just talk about that event down there and just see what type of testimony she's got out of that tent event down there. But yeah, there's some awesome things that the Lord is doing. He's counteracting what the enemy is trying to do against our country. And, you know, we just keep in prayer and keep ourselves close to the Lord. And, you know, we can say it in our own lives, too.
Amen.
But, amen.
Heath,
you have a prophetic painting happening pretty soon, too, don't you, man?
We do. We're going to be having a prophetic art workshop here in Hickory, North Carolina, and it's actually going to be next Saturday on the 27th from 11 to 3:30, and I've got an artist coming in from Galax, Virginia, that really flows heavy in the prophetic and painting, and she is a tremendous artist, probably one of the best I've seen. And the Lord just challenged us to do this. And because I believe God is going to actually start rebirthing this in our churches and in our ministries and in our, you know, tent meetings or wherever that we're doing ministry for the Lord. Because I'm telling you, the Lord really speaks through art. And the funny thing is it's a healing ministry. And so when she does these classes, people just get healed just instantly. And she actually also ministers to the military that's come back from war and have post-traumatic syndrome and all this stress and oppression, and she goes onto the military bases, and she actually gets to do these classes, and people just get healed right through the classes. And so we believe this is going to be an exciting time next Thursday. And if people are interested in participating in this, they can contact us by email at states50000@gmail.com and let us know. And there is a small charge to the class, and it's just to cover the materials, the paint, and there will also be a lunch provided. And that's the only reason for the cost. But it's going to be a great day in the Lord, and we believe that many people will be birthed into their destiny, into the prophetic painting. Yes, sir.
Amen. I know we had Rhonda Rowland from South Carolina came on the show, and she did some paintings for me and my family. And the ones that she did, it was kind of awesome. I mean, that lady, she kind of made a painting for me that like, opened my whole world up, had like a little word of knowledge on there and a bunch of scriptures, and it really touched you. And I tell you, anytime you go to, you know, prophetic painters, there's something there that the Lord can really touch you with that. I mean, he can touch you with anything. I mean, you know, poultry, you know, whatever, you know, like that. But anyway, if something draws you to that painting, you know, a lot of times pictures can really, really touch people in a certain way. And, you know, you can look at a picture and it can mean different things to different people. And that one thing can touch you and your soul and change you if you really let it. And the Lord uses everything. I mean, he don't just use one thing. He uses everything to touch his people. And I really tell people, just go to one of these painting schools and just see what happens, you know, and let it touch you. But it's awesome. But a lot of times what I learn about these paintings is that everything means something. Every color means something. Every art form means something. And, you know, it's very important to learn what it means, what it's talking about, because when I first got my painting, I saw it. It was so beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. But I didn't really know what everything was until I had to read the instructions, what was telling me what everything meant. And once I understood what it meant, it was like, you know, the whole picture opened up. I was like, cool, you know. And it's kind of awesome to go to an event like that, too. But, you know, in the future, we're going to try to get Rhonda to come to one of our events, too, one day and try to do a painting. But it's just something extra that the Lord is adding to the church. And a lot of churches have painters there, you know, just painting what the Lord is showing to them during the church service to touch the people there to help bring them more into the presence of God. And there's something unique there. And Chuck, has the Lord showed you anything about our events, what to expect, what is planning to happen?
Man, I just, every time I think about them, I see people encountering Jesus. And that's a dangerous thing to say, but it's the truth. For some reason, God likes to do stuff through people. He could have saved the world, but he wanted to do it through Jesus. He could have saved the children of Israel. He wanted to do it through Moses. So, you know, we're talking about us, but it's really not about us. It's really about us just being willing to let God flow through us and to touch people. I mean, we get to see it every day, people getting saved on the street and healed and all kinds of stuff. So it's not about gifts or people or any of that. I mean, if I go and I don't even get to preach, I really don't care. I want people to encounter Jesus. I mean, I was preaching Sunday morning, and I looked at the audience, and I said, what would this service look like if Jesus really walked in the building? Like, that form of a man that walked in, and you said, oh, my God, it's Jesus. Would the service change? I want people left with that. I don't want them remembering me. They don't have to know my website. They don't have to know my phone number or my name. As long as Jesus is glorified and touches people, and that's going to come through healings, deliverances. I even believe salvations for people who were like me, who were caught up in religion but didn't really know the Christ. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, just I believe the fivefold ministry is going to be very present and very tangible, and it's going to be working. And I believe signs, wonders, and miracles galore are going to happen. And that does not mean we're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of people. If 10 people show up, I believe 10 people can leave out of Hickory and go into that city just totally encountered by Jesus that will ultimately change their life. And then they can become a conduit for Jesus to touch other people. Same thing in Florence. If we have 25 people show up, it's not about numbers. It's about Jesus and Him being glorified. He changed the world with 12 people, so I don't worry about numbers. I really see people just being impacted with the quote-unquote gospel. That's not a sermon. That's just power and demonstration from heaven itself. Encounter. I believe it's heaven kissing earth. I don't know how else to say it. It's just heaven kissing earth in a moment, and we all get to take part of it.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, it's, you know, it really doesn't take, you know, the special person to bring anything in. I mean, I would get healings off of my voicemail on my phone. That's what even me, you know, it's just a voice. So God will use anything. If it could use a voicemail, it could use anybody in anything. So it's kind of unique because it kind of shows you, that there kind of showed me that God can use anything to heal somebody. You know, speaking the word of God, if the word of God is being preached or being taught, it can touch you. It can transform you. So He can use anything and anybody to touch you at any time. And I know a minister lady was telling me one time that she went to a workshop or something somewhere, and she wasn't too crazy about the minister, but she went there anyway to hear what he had to say. And she said that she felt to go up, and he prayed over her, and all of a sudden the power of God hit her. And she was wondering why she got touched by this guy, how God touched her through that guy. And the Lord told her, said, it doesn't matter who the person is. It's what you are expecting, what you want the Lord to do. He said He can use any instrument. He can use any instrument. And I'm telling you, each and everybody that's listening to this show right now, He can use you. He can transform people through you. And it doesn't matter where you come from, where you came out of, He can touch you. And one of the biggest things that really touches me is about the story of Saul that turned to Paul. He killed Christians. He prosecuted Christians. He saw him get tortured. He put him in prison. But the Lord changed his whole world around and had him teaching the word of God. And a lot of times the Christians had a hard time to actually believe him because they thought, you know, after he would preach, he'd have them all arrested. But he didn't. He was actually working for the Lord and trying to transform people for the Lord. And it's just awesome how he can use anybody. You know, the Bible talks about how he can use anybody. All the 12 disciples, they was just anybody. They wasn't, you know, these great people that had all this knowledge. Maybe it was two was pretty smart, but the rest of them was fishermen. And their book knowledge was very limited. And, you know, the book of Acts, you know, Peter and them would go up there, and a lot of Pharisees knew these people didn't have much book knowledge. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they was very knowledgeable. They had great knowledge when the Holy Spirit came upon them. So it doesn't take a special person with 3 or 4 degrees and been through 5 or 6 Bible colleges to do this. Anybody can do this. The Lord can use any and everybody. If He can use a voicemail, He can use anybody. I'm telling you, it's that simple. And I really tell everybody, you know, come to this event, let the Lord touch you. Maybe you'll leave this place baptized in the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I have no idea what He's going to do. It's not up for me to know what He's going to do. It's what He is going to do. And I'm telling you, He'll touch you and change you. And, you know, there's always different opportunities for this. And it's pretty awesome. I know, you know, that there's always different times when, you know, a lot of these events come in. I mean, used to, you'd only see healing events ever so often, but nowadays you're seeing a lot more come into the city, come into the area, and the Lord is really trying to touch these communities, and, you know, it's great what He's doing. Hey, if you got anything you'd like to, you know, talk about the event, or had any words of knowledge or anything?
You know, I just feel like God is really going to impact the city here in Hickory and every city that these events go to. When you had talked to me originally about doing these events, I just felt really impressed that God was going to really move strong through these events and change lives. And just as Chuck said, you know, Jesus only had 12 And so it's not about numbers. It's only about a few. And so whoever shows up, that's who God wants to be there. And, you know, and that's just kind of the way the Lord's working right now in these days. And, you know, and I believe that in these events that people will be healed, they will be delivered, set free, touched. But they're going to have an encounter with the Lord that they've never had. You know, most people spend all their life reading about God and reading about the Lord, but they never have an encounter. And I believe that in this atmosphere, in this type of service, that they're going to have an encounter with the Lord. And Yahshua is going to come into the building and touch them and change them, because he's a tangible God, and he's going to come in and heal and restore and set free. And I just believe that in these events moving forward, you know, it's going to build and increase as you go into every city and then every nation. And so I'm just excited just to be a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it. And I'm just in great expectation of what God's going to do in these events. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 That's great. You know, we have shows on here, you know, every Saturday, or every other Saturday. We had a few here and there, because we had a lot of things pop up and we didn't get to do a show on Saturday, but we do have them on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We really encourage people to listen to our events. Go to Blog Talk Radio, look up The Healing Light, and follow the show. And anytime we get ready to do a new show, it will actually email you when we're getting ready to do a new show. And we've got, you know, 132 different shows that we've done. Just go through the shows and just go with your heart and feel which show it draws you to it. Maybe it might be a healing there, because we do pray on a lot of these shows. And, you know, a lot of people have been touched. I mean, I went to work and somebody listened to my show and they have a big smile on their face, like waving, like, you know, they've got touched by that show. So, you know, just check out these shows and see what they have for you, because I know the Lord touches a lot of people through these shows. And just, you know, listen to them, whatever, like I said, whatever draws you. We've had a lot of shows that talks about certain things, like baptism in the Holy Spirit. We've had shows about, you know, a lot of people look at Christianity and they say, well, you know, there's some people here that has not really treated us well, or some people in the church that felt like they've not been treated well by the church. And we've got shows about that. We've got shows about everything. We try to make shows to help the body of Christ through their situations, to let them know what Christ really thinks about a lot of that stuff. And we try to find these shows to help you, not only to make it, you know, very religious or a lot of things, but to help the common believer with their problems, with their situations, with their lives. That's what we're looking for. And we're looking for to share the power of God with them too. So we try to invite anybody and everybody to accept the Lord during these shows. And it might be one or two times that we do a show and we might miss one or two, but every show we do, we try to introduce people to the Lord. And that's what this thing is all about. And just promoting the power of God. I mean, when I first started this show, you know, it wasn't many shows out here doing this. They was promoting other things, but not promoting the power of God. And it was more of preaching and teaching, but when it came to the presence and the power of God, they fall weak in it, because they believed it's only in the story, and that was it. It was seemed like more of a storytelling thing, and I want to show people this is just not a story. This is real. You know, Yahshua is real. He's not something somebody made up. He is real. He is watching you. He's helping you. He loves you. He cares for you. And, you know, when you get Holy Spirit filled, you know, you see that. You feel that. And me and my wife was talking about that the other week, about, you know, situations come up in your life and you feel the Lord come and strengthen you. And it's just not some type of, you know, mind manipulation. The Lord does strengthen you during hard times. He does. If you got him in your heart and your Holy Spirit filled, he will come and strengthen you. You will feel it, and you will feel the change in your life. I'm telling you. And, I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time. You know, when we run into hard times, the Lord blesses us. He brings things into our lives to help us, to show us that he's there, that only he is there. And I'm telling you, you do not know what you're missing. You don't. And I can't tell you how many times that the Lord shows up in my life and reveals himself to me, not through tremendous miracles all the time, but just by something simple. And I know the other night that, we was at the CC's Pizza, and there's a lot of, you know how they pull pizzas in and out there all the time, and they had, like, the dessert bar, and I was serving the desserts to my kids, and all of a sudden another kid came up, and I gave her a dessert. And I was just, I was just doing something simple. And that's what it's about, is loving people with something simple. You don't have to be, big all the time. It could be simple stuff. You can love people in simple, everyday things. It don't take tremendous things all the time. A lot of people think that we've got to donate $5,000 to a big ministry to show our love, or go out and buy a van full of turkeys and throw it. You don't have to do that all the time. You can just show love by reflecting Christ by something simple, like give somebody a cup of water, give somebody extra dessert. It doesn't take that much. And that's what another thing we're trying to get out, just show the love of Christ. And when you show the love of Christ, he shows up. And whatever you do unto them, like he says, you've done unto him. So it's always a plus there. And it's very important. And, a lot of times, we've just got to do that. And it's amazing how that works. But the show is about over, and I want to thank you, Heath, for coming on the show today. It's been awesome to have you on here.
Thank you for having me on there. It's been an honor to be here. And I tell you, the radio is a great broadcast network to get the gospel out, and it's just such an honor to be here. Thank you, sir.
Yes, it's an honor to have you on here, and it's always an honor to have you on here too, Chuck.
Man, it's honors all mine, dude. I love it. I love just the gospel going forth, and every show I get something out of it. It ain't about me, man, I'm telling you, but just honored to be here, and appreciate you letting me be in a part.
Amen. It's just letting the Holy Spirit flow through you, man. I mean, it's not really about any of us. It's all about, Yeshua, and it's just allowing him to work through us and, being spirit-led and being Bible-led. And once you let the Holy Spirit guide you and you learn that communication with the Lord, that's what we're all about, man, is trying to let people be spirit-led and let the Spirit of God change them and know not only, we got the Gospels of what the disciples experienced through Christ and what they experienced with Christ. We want people to experience Christ themselves in their own way also. Let the Spirit of God touch them and let them grow. And that's one of the biggest things is, let Jesus change them and renew them and show his love through them. And when you be spirit-led sometimes in that situation, you know Christ, intimately. I mean, you've had that. You felt his love. You felt his change in your life. And that's what it's all about. That's what these events is about. Is let Jesus himself show you him, how he is. Once you step in that presence, you start feeling these things out. You're like, man, Jesus loves me tremendously. And it's awesome how he changes people. And that's one thing, that's one of the reasons we have these events. And, Heath has his events, is just let the presence of God just change people, and that's what it's all about. I want to thank each and every person listening to this on podcast or listening to it live. And like I said, it's going to be July the 11th. It's going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be at 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. We're going to have co-host Robert Hager, co-host Chuck McDonald, guest speaker Heath Adams, and Reverend Jacob Phillips, and yours truly, me, host Reverend Stan. And we're going to be teaching the Word of God. We're going to have prayer lines. We're expecting great miracles to happen. And we're expecting to have Robert and Erica Jordan to lead in worship. So it's going to be an awesome event. We're expecting great things to happen. And let the blood of Jesus work on you. What he paid that price for is for your healing and for your spiritual transformation. May God touch every one of y'all. And we will see you Wednesday.
He is my joy, he is the hope of the nation.